For more than 10 years, Security Council Resolution 1325 has guided many of the issues surrounding women, peace, and security. It was the first resolution to address the disproportionate and unique impact of armed conflict on women. It also recognized the undervalued and underutilized contributions women make to conflict prevention and resolution, as well as peacekeeping and peace building. It also stressed the importance of women's equal and full participation as active agents in peace and security. Hervé Ladsous is Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations.
L'année dernière, le département des opérations de maintien de la paix, le département d'appui aux missions.
Last year, DPKO and DFS completed an impact study on the implementation of Resolution 1325 in peacekeeping. It was a wake-up call. It showed that peacekeeping missions have supported important progress in some areas, including in the participation of women in elections and political institutions. It also showed that in other areas, including protection, not enough has been achieved.
Mr. Ladsous pointed out that it is the host country's responsibility to protect women from sexual violence, but the UN missions are ready to support governments in addressing these issues through better training of security forces and strengthening of laws.
While I have pointed out many activities and many new initiatives, I must say that in too many cases we remain unsatisfied with the protection offered to women in too many places where we are deployed. Host countries must do more, and peacekeepers must do more to redress the threats faced by women in our mission areas.
Undersecretary General Michelle Bachelet, who heads UN Women, says her organization, along with the Department of Political Affairs, has pursued a joint strategy to increase the availability of gender expertise to mediation teams and the number of women as mediators, observers, and negotiators in peace processes managed by the UN, with promising results.
The Department of Political Affairs increased women candidates in its rosters of mediators to 36%. Rapid response capacity has been strengthened. The UN Mediation Standby Team has a gender expert for the second year running. Guidance on how to address sexual violence in peace talks have been developed, and member states are now invited to make active use of this expertise to render conflict mediation and prevention efforts more inclusive.
Last year, UN Women supported mediation training for more than 200 women leaders from West Africa, the Balkans, Central and Southeast Asia. Ms. Bachelet says it has already yielded results. In Senegal, participants took action during last month's election to create the Women's Situation Room for peaceful elections, working to ensure women's protection in campaigning and voting and providing early alerts of electoral violations. Julie Walker, United Nations.